Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Takeoff podcast. My name is Mick Donaghy. Good to be with you today. It is currently the 31st of October, currently Halloween today. I've recently returned back from a 2.5 week trip throughout the US and Mexico. And I'm super excited today to be doing this podcast. And basically I want to release this podcast about the benefits of taking a break. From someone who is a bit of a workaholic, who's someone who recently started a business this year. I also started a business 2 years ago during COVID. It's the last sort of 2 to 3 years of my life has been completely all about work. I got married, didn't have a honeymoon, haven't been home to Ireland in 4 or 5 years. I've spent a lot of that time during COVID sort of isolated from a lot of my sort of good friends. One of the benefits of this break was I got to catch up with one of my best friends. We missed both our 30th birthdays, both our weddings. So this trip was basically a little bit of a throwback to our mid-20s and living our best lives. So this week, I'm going to talk about five different things and different things that I gathered from taking a break, five benefits that I've come back with, and different things that I'm now realizing that I've actually got from taking a bit of time out of work, and how it's actually benefited me both on a personal scale and a working capacity also. So really excited to be doing this podcast today, and we're gonna crack into it. So the first thing that I noticed from taking a break is I've come back with an element of perspective that I didn't think that I had, 2.5 weeks ago. So just to give you a bit of an idea of what I, basically the trip that we had. So flew from Auckland to LA, LA to Portland, spent a couple of days in Portland with Anthony, my best friend. He's just recently bought a house. So, getting to spend time with him and his wife was really nice, meeting some people out there, meeting some, going to some gigs and eating some really nice Portland, Oregon food. Then flew to LA, spent a few days in LA, went to a dance festival, danced the night away for 2 days straight. Was incredible. Then flew to Houston, caught up with some of my family. And then from Houston, we drove to Austin, Texas, went to see Joe Rogan, which was incredible. From there, we flew to Phoenix, Arizona, stayed a couple of days, and then drove over the border into Mexico. Probably had some of the best times of my life in Mexico. There's a lot of negative news about Mexico, drug cartels, a lot of sort of dangerous gangs and that sort of thing. But from what I've taken from it was some of the best people, some of the most welcoming people in the entire world. Absolutely incredible food. The culture is just amazing. They love dancing. They love music. They love partying. I speak a very, very small amount of Spanish. And because I'm an Irishman, trying to speak Spanish, they were just overwhelmed with happiness. They were constantly giving me drink, constantly giving me food. It was honestly, some of the best days I've ever had in my life. But from there, we went back into Arizona for a few more days, then out to Santa Monica, spent a couple of nights in Santa Monica, and then back. So it's been 2.5 weeks, really, really full on, but like incredible. Like just to laugh again with my best friend, to meet new people, experience new things, like some of the crack that we had along the way, meeting, when you're Irish in the US, you're bound to meet new people, constantly telling you stories, So that 2.5 weeks, I've come back now with just a completely fresh perspective on things. And that's something that I, previous to that, the start of this month, I was probably sitting at around 50, 60%. And starting the business off in January, getting to October, getting over that threshold, that target we had of $1 million, incredible. I've had my family here for 10 weeks. I've had some friends overstaying, and I just desperately needed a break. So I've come back now, and I've realized that getting away from work is just so important. I'm really guilty of feeling guilty about not working sometimes. So people think that when you own your own business, you know, you have all this free time and you have all this time off, but I believe you actually have less time, because when you're working for someone and then, you know, if you book a day off, you know, you probably don't really feel that guilty. Someone covering your work, you know, you've there's clients are calling someone else maybe for that day or two or whatever. But when you're self-employed, when you're working for yourself, you never really have a day off ever. And this was two and a half weeks. I didn't open my laptop once. I didn't bring a cable to go from Australian to the US cable. What do you, you call it, a little converter plug? I didn't even buy one. So really, I had my phone. There were emails coming through. I barely checked an email while I was away. Only really sort of accounting related. I didn't turn my SIM card on, so I had no phone calls the entire time. And getting away and seeing, you know, just different locations, meeting new people, you know, going to different states in the US, you know, seeing what's going on out there, you know, the US economy, the US politics sort of, you know, basically oversees the sort of global media. And so you're always have an invested interest in it. But getting out there and seeing things and experiencing it firsthand was quite interesting. Also, getting to see the construction industry out there, what's happening, getting to see the recruitment industry out there, super, super interesting. You know, there's massive amounts of opportunity. You know, you're obviously the media would lead you to believe that, you know, LA, California, everyone's leaving, you know, but you get out of the airport in LAX and the first thing you see is just construction everywhere. Similar in Portland, a lot of people from California are actually moving to Portland. A massive amount of construction going on there also. And typically all over the US, there's just demand across the board. So it was really interesting to get that perspective. Also really interesting just other things, like noticing the homeless crisis that the US has experienced and is experiencing is like unbelievable. You know, from the first day I was there, we were driving into the city and someone pulled into our lane and started driving towards us. This is someone who obviously clearly has some sort of mental health issues or drug issues, and it's prevalent nearly every city that I was in for nearly 3 weeks. And that was across five different states. There's bad, bad homeless problems across the board. So even though that's not something that I'm coming back and going, you know, it's something that I can use, but it gives me a perspective in the city I live in now. You know, I currently live in Auckland. I spend a lot of time between Auckland and Brisbane. You know, you walk through Brisbane, it's very difficult to find a lot of homeless people, you know. I noticed now there's more homeless people in Brisbane than there were, you know, pre-COVID. But, you know, it's probably 0.5% of what you would experience in a major city in, like, in the US. You go to Santa Monica, you know, you're thinking of, you know, beautiful, beautiful beaches, you know, pristine cafes, you know, really cool boutique shops and stuff. And there is that. But then there's a lot of homelessness as well, you know, and you've got a lot of people shouting at you, you know, like you're walking past and you're not too sure how someone's going to react. It gives you a perspective. You go, you know what, I'm pretty happy where I live. I'm pretty happy with the life I currently have. But also the perspective of going and meeting people, talking to people, finding out what, you know, what the challenges are with their life. You know, when I was in Houston, you know, you're meeting people from the deep south of the US. And some people, you know, you feel bad. You know, some of these people aren't that well educated. You know, really just sort of going from paycheck to paycheck. And you leave this and you really think, you know, how I'm living right now, I should be very grateful for that. I should be very grateful for the life I'm living. And, you know, even in the hard times of COVID, you know, 2 years ago, living in Australia at that time, and the social welfare, you know, the support from federal government, state government, you know, that was incredible, you know, and that's something that probably the US really didn't offer, you know, and you see that from the homelessness and the crisis that they have with their healthcare systems and all of that sort of stuff. So that perspective I've come back with and going, you know what? I'm really grateful to be here, really grateful to live this life. And I'm also the perspective that you get with the memories that you make as well, traveling, you know, all throughout all these different states and going to these really cool events and going to Mexico and meeting all these new people and getting those new memories and meeting new friends. You know, that's something that I'll be forever grateful for. So that perspective is super important. Bruce Lipton once said, your perspective is always limited to how much you know. Expand your knowledge and you will transform your mind. So I'll say that again. Your perspective is always limited to how much you know. Expand your knowledge and you will transform your mind. And that's something that I really feel like that I've gathered throughout the last sort of three weeks, 21 days. My perspective has grown because my knowledge base has grown. So that's number one. Benefits of taking a break, perspective. Number two, reminding yourself of your why. Okay, so it's so easy every day. Wake up, drink coffee, get the kids to school, drive to work, flick your computer on, get your phone on the phone for 8 or 9 hours, responding to emails, get home, make dinner, you know, try and catch an hour of Netflix or something like that and go to bed. And you rinse and repeat, and you do that every single day. And there's more work coming on, and there's more problems you're facing every day. And it's just like, I'm in a hamster wheel, and this doesn't feel like life, you know, or it shouldn't feel like life anyway. So reminding yourself of your why, like, why did I start this business? For me, there was a lot of different reasons why I started this business. And I'll be truthful. Number one was I wanted to have something that was high-end, premium. I wanted a business where I could put out all my creativity, like pour out my creativity. You know, I would say more than anything, I'm a creative person, and that benefits me in the work that I do, because I think out of the box. I think of different ways that I can attract people to apply for jobs. I think of creative ideas for businesses and how they onboard people or attract talent into their companies. And another part of it was, you know, I wanted to be the owner of something. You know, I've always wanted to, you know, if I make a decision, whether it's right or wrong, it's, you know, it's up to me to do that. You know, I've always been that type of person, driven by that. So reminding yourself of your why. And another big thing for me was, you know, if I own my own business, you know, perhaps, you know, once I've built it up and got it to a good point, I can spend more time with my family or have the opportunity to maybe bring some of my family out to you know, the South Pacific to live with me even, or you know, just offer a better life for my family and hopefully my family in the future if I have children, you know. So that was a big part of it as well. And it's so easy just to get caught up in the rat race, in the hamster wheel. All we're hearing right now in construction is bad news, really. Like, is there it's bad, kind of sugarcoated in like glossy, frosty good news. So much demand, you know, loads of construction opportunity, low unemployment, which is great because obviously there's not a lot of people not working. But you know, you have all these sort of, like, it sounds like good news, but it's actually bad news when you think that, you know, we can't find any talent. You know, there's record inflation rates, there's going to be massive interest rates, you know, there's lots of pent up demand, you know, and suppliers are under resourced and main contractors aren't paying on time a lot of the times. Subbies are going bust. We're hearing all this shit all the time, and it's negative, and it's been, you know, it's overstimulation in a bad way. And that's something that we don't need. We get never-ending emails. We get never-ending communication. And I know this is another form of communication, but hopefully more on a positive side. So I think it's super and super important that we take a step back. We remind ourselves what our why is. You know, one of the days when I was away, I just took a notebook and just wrote for like 4 or 5 hours, just random stuff, you know, like what makes me happy as a person and what I want this business to be like. What am I trying to achieve in this business? Not as a, you know, when we put out these like mission statements, which are all a bunch of shit, you know, I'm actually like, what am I actually trying to achieve? You know, I want to live, you know, a good life. I want to help people. I want us to be known as the most premium, high-end, exclusive search partner to the built environment across Australia and New Zealand, perhaps in the US in the future. That's what I want this to be. I sat and wrote things for ages, like what actually makes me happy, what I actually like to do. Because you really, when do you ever get a chance to think like that? Very, very rarely. You know, like I know if I go to work, get in at 8 o'clock in the morning, probably leave around 6. You know, I'm getting calls probably up until about 8-9 PM at night. Take the calls that I need to take usually at that time. You know, 9 o'clock, maybe have a bit of food, fall asleep around sort of 10 o'clock, back up the next day doing the same thing. And you never ever get a chance to do that. And then on the other side of that, you know, you're thinking of like, can I buy a house? You know, when am I starting a family? When are we doing, you know, like meeting, when are we going out spending time with our family? You know, it's all other stuff, you know? And so you go, there's literally never any time to take yourself out of the situation and remind yourself, what are we doing this for? And it's, I think it's so, so important that we take that time. And I've been a person who has been completely obsessed with work. Literally, I'll be on a LinkedIn at 2 o'clock on 2 AM on a Saturday night. You know, I'll be on Upwork trying to find people to help me do stuff on a freelancing basis at 11 PM on a Tuesday, Wednesday night. That's just, I'm always, always, always thinking about work. My wife got pretty annoyed at me. I came because she picked me up at 6 AM at the airport, and at 12 o'clock I was in work, you know, so she was a bit annoyed, but that's just who I am. I love work. I love what I do, and it doesn't really feel like work to me, which I'm grateful for, because I've been doing this for my entire adult life. But even when it doesn't feel like stressful, difficult work, it still takes energy, and your energy levels, you know, will get depleted. And my energy levels 3 weeks ago were quite low. I was doing the podcast, even I'd done 3 podcasts in a week to make sure that I didn't miss any going out. But my energy levels were quite low. And I've come back and realized that, you know, what is my why again? This is what I'm doing it for. You know, there's what, an extra 6 weeks until the end of the year, and I'm ready to gun for it, you know. So Simon Sinek, he is one of the authors of, I think it's one of these self-improvement books, but he says, working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion. Okay. So I'm super passionate about what I do. I love what I do. I don't think I could ever do anything different. Even if I was the richest man in the world, I think I'd still be doing something very, very similar. And it's so important that we get away, we take time out to remind ourselves of why we're doing this, you know. And even if you don't love what you do, maybe you have an end goal. Maybe this is to cater for what you're trying to do as a side hustle, or what this is trying to do to get you that house or get you that deposit, you know, so you can feel secure. That allows you maybe to go off and study something else. So reminding yourself of the why, super, super important. Number 3, going away, taking time off, it's an opportunity to refocus and rechannel our energy. So the human body, I am certainly no biologist or scientist in any way, but I watch a lot of podcasts, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm, you know, quite interested in that side of things. But we're all energy spectrums, really, aren't we? How much energy we utilize is essentially the output that we're going to achieve, you know. So if we think about energy in equals results out, if you have only got 50% of your normal energy levels, then realistically you only get 50% of the results. Now, how can you get away from that? One of the big things for me is sleep. One of the things that I do is I take THC every night. 0.25 milligrams of THC knocks me out, and I wake up and I usually get a really, really good sleep with that. But you really don't realize until you go away how much you actually need sleep. And the first few days of actually just going away was just, most of the time I was just spent like chilling, drinking cups of tea, you know, catching up with Anthony, my best friend, and just sleeping as well. And that's, you really don't realize like how light you feel after like long sleep. Well, I remember one of the times I was working, doing a contract desk in NZ, and I was absolutely exhausted. I think I had about 25 to 30 contractors out, and I was worked really hard to get that level. And I remember I went to Rarotonga, which is a little island off of Cook Islands, and I slept straight for 17 hours. I didn't wake up once. And I remember coming back the next day going, like, I feel like a completely new person. And this is kind of similar from coming back from this trip. It was, although we were doing a lot of stuff, it was a really good opportunity just to like not hear the noise of the world, take ourselves out of that situation, take ourselves away from the constant communication, and just sit and recharge the batteries. And it was just really, really good. Just, I feel like from probably maybe May, probably right through to October, I was just running on really low batteries. And some of those months, I had my best months ever. But that's a combination of where the market's at right now and just, you know, hard work. And you still can get results through 50, 60% of who you are. But I would rather take the time off and come back and be at 100% than a number of weeks or all of that time at 50, 60%. Because as well, when you're sitting at 50, 60%, you know that you're not, like, you know you're not at the top of your game. You don't enjoy it as much. And even though I love this, you know, you just don't enjoy it. You see it with footballers, you know, you see it with, they go away, say, for example, they're doing the World Cup during the summertime. You know, they come back, they have a 1 week preseason, and then they're straight in the games. You know, usually you can tell by September, October that they're just exhausted and they don't have the same levels of energy to make those runs, to jump that little bit higher, to get that food in, you know, to block that ball. They're all, you know, there's an element of, it's because they've just been constantly going. They're only 50% of who they are right now. So there's always that to think about. It's about disconnecting to reconnecting, you know. And we're all really just an extension of a robot right now, because literally we've got, you know, a smart device in our pockets at all times, nearly, you know, 100% of the day. And one of those cool things about going away is you don't want to be spending thousands of dollars on roaming charges. So you just like, hit that little airplane mode, listen to some music on Spotify and go for a walk. You know, it's just so nice to get away from all of that. You're not getting emails and you're not getting bad news and you're not hearing about what's going on, about, you know, frigging the whole world, you know. Getting away from all of that, I just feel like you're in such a better place. Benjamin Franklin once said, energy and persistence can conquer all things. And I love that quote. I'm a big fan of that quote. I think probably one of the most important things is just staying in the game, is just staying in there. I remember during COVID, I set up a business, which I was part owner of. 6 months in, COVID comes in, and we have no clients, no database of candidates, no market presence. You know, it was a complete disaster. And the reason why I think now that, you know, I can have record months and do really well, it's because I just never give up and just stayed there constantly. I was persistent, constantly there, doing the same things every day. And I think a lot of the time is persistence is like, is resistance training. By being there constantly, you're going to have some success from it. I mean, if you can add that to energy, expertise, knowledge, good marketing, you know, hard work ethic, you know, you're going to have a lot of success, you know. So I love that quote. So just again, energy and persistence can conquer all things, Benjamin Franklin. Number four, life isn't all about work, but work is good for the soul. Okay, so for me, as I said, I love my work. I'm super passionate about it. It, you know, a lot of the time it doesn't feel like work. Sometimes it definitely does. Some of the stuff I hate doing, you know, when it comes to tax in Australia, tax in New Zealand, that certainly feels like work. But when it comes to, you know, like essentially, you know, going headhunting a project director for a firm or an estimating manager or a general manager or someone in that senior level that's really, you know, adding a lot of value to a company's future value, you know, really benefiting someone's career and someone's family as well. That certainly doesn't feel like work for me. But life isn't all about that. You know, life isn't all about doing the same thing every single day. You know, people generally will work to be successful, but what is success? How do you define success? And some people will define it as, being wealthy. Some will say your wealth is your health. You know, my father, he had a heart attack, and subsequently from that, he's turned his life around, lost a load of weight, lost like 20 kilos. And all that he thinks about now is his health. And you know, I think that's amazing to be in that situation. But on the flip side of that, for him as well, using him as a bit of a subject matter, he loves getting out of the house and going to work. You know, he lost his soulmate, his best friend, his wife. And so he comes home every night, bit of an empty house. So, you know, you can sit there and spend time and think and, you know, think of how shit your life is and I'm lonely and all this crap. Or you can go to work and get that energy out of you, get that nervous energy out of you, and meet people, talk to people. And that, in that respect, I think is like work is good for the soul. Okay. But it's finding that balance between life isn't all about work, but work is good for the soul. Okay. And if you can find that balance, then I think that we're in a good place. You know, some of the most successful people are the most unhappy. You know, you're more likely to commit suicide the more wealth that you have. You know, and I always think about it as well, like you go into, you know, you look at, say, just as an example of when I was away between Mexico and the US, I just felt like people in Mexico were so much happier than the people in the US. The people in the US were angry. They were, you know, we go to LA and it's just the worst traffic in the world, and they're all beeping horns at each other and, you know, flipping the finger at each other. And, you know, you go to LAX airport and I'm stressed out, you know, and I mean, every part of the US is different from the other. You go to Houston, you know, you go to Austin, you go to wherever, Oregon, every little state has its own little vibe. And it's kind of like Australia, where Queensland's different from New South Wales, different from Victoria, different from WA, you know. But I felt like in Mexico, people just weren't on the clock, right? And it was more about spending time with family, and they just seemed lighter and happier. And although they have significantly less wealth than those in the US, they just seemed so much more tense. And one of the ladies I was staying with at the time, she's Mexican, lives in Arizona, and her family live in Mexico. And she said to me, she just feels so much less stressed in Mexico compared to the US. And you think the US has, you know, way better just infrastructure, you know, better opportunity to make more money. And she goes to Mexico and feels lighter, freer, happier. You know, it's quite interesting. You know, sometimes people with less actually feel happier. You know, as a notorious B.I.G. said, more money, more problems. And yeah, I think there is something in that. One of the things that I took from my trip is the perspective that I want is to live within my means. And what I meant by that is super easy to go and buy a big house, 1 million, 1.5 million, 2 million. You know, banks, even though they're getting harder to lend from at the moment, they love giving away big fat mortgages. But all that for me would do is just stress me out. I've got a bigger loan to pay, you know. And for me, just taking that time away made me realize that living within my means makes me feel so much lighter, so much happier than someone who's, you know, literally anchored down by debt. So again, just going back onto that point, is life isn't all about work, but work is good for the soul. Can you find that balance? Can you find, you know, that ability to say, right, I shut off at this time every day, and when I shut off, I'm off, you know, I'm committing this amount of time to my family because that's important, or I commit this amount of time to myself per day or per week. And one of the things that I took away from that is every Sunday for me is I need to take that time to be alone, to be away from social media, be away from people, you know, even people I love, just to be away from people. I love being by myself. I've always been someone who feels very comfortable, you know, being on my own, and just taking that time away from everything to recharge my batteries each week. and you know, come back in on a Monday and feel fresh and ready to go, you know. So taking a break reminds us how important it is to take a break. And I think if we can find that balance between life and work, you know, we'll be in a good position, right? And number five, I always come back from a break with new ideas. So I'm an ideas man. I'm a creative person. I paint. When I was in school, I came first in the UK and Ireland in art and design. I've always been that type of person who just loves just making a mess and being a creative, you know, getting that angst out of me, getting all that creative enthusiasm out of my body. What was one of the reasons that I started getting was because I knew that I could actually throw my creativity into a business. And that was a big, big thing for me. So I always come back with new ideas, and I've come back with books and books of writing that of new ideas that I'm going to hopefully instill. Some of them are terrible, some of them are good, and you know, taking that time away just makes me realize how important it is. You know, me at 60% for 12 weeks, I'm at 720%, right? But me at 100% for 10 weeks, I'm at 1000%, you know? So it's just reminding ourselves that you get more being at higher energy levels, and you're more productive even when you take a break, you know? So I've come back, I've got a new lease of life, I've got stories to tell, you know, I've got stories to talk to my clients about, to my candidates about. If I ever meet a Mexican, you know, project manager or engineer or whatever, I'm going to have a lot of fun talking to them. You know, they've now christened me Miguelito, which I'm happy about. You know, I've got a new nickname, I've come back, I'm having a bit of fun, I'm ready to take action. And I'm just ready to go for it. I've had such a good time. And hopefully these are five things that you've taken from this that are actually going to help you move forward. Don't feel guilty about taking a break. Honestly, if you need it, you just need it. Go and take the break and literally turn the phone off, turn the Wi-Fi off. Enjoy your cups of tea, your coffee, your time with your family. Go hiking, go exploring, do whatever you need to do. Enjoy that time, come back, new lease of life, and go for it. There's 6 weeks left to the end of the year. It's Melbourne Cup Day tomorrow. It's coming into silly season. We're all going to start to feel a bit overwhelmed by the amount of work that we need to do, the amount of socializing and networking that we'll probably need to do over the next 6 weeks. But plan it out. When are you going to take a break? When are you going to shut off? How are you going to do it? Plan it, have an amazing time, and come back and really gun for it again. For me, I've realized I need to take more breaks, at least two a year minimum. And from there, I'm going to be a better all-around person, better leader, going to have better ideas, going to feel fresher. And I'm just super excited. So hopefully you've taken something from this. This has been the takeoff. And yeah, if you have taken from anything from it, share it with your friends. Share it with your family, share it with your colleagues, and yeah, have a great week. See you next time.